Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Tuesday morning and welcome back to Chair Shot Radio. My name is PC Tunney. You're listening to Chair Shot Radio on the Chair Shot Radio Network, where you can find all over your favorite streaming platforms by searching for Chair Shot Radio Network, which is provided to you by thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to enjoy your day the Chair Shot way by always using your head. Welcome back in, folks. I got sports today. I got entertainment. And I got sports entertainment. Go figure. Big weekend. Big night tonight in sports. I got a chance to check out Space Jam with LeBron James and Don Cheadle did a great job there. And sports entertainment, the WWE is just on fire right now between SmackDown with the fans coming back, Money in the Bank, and Monday Night Raw last night. It's just been excellent, and it's a big, big kudos to those fans that make it so much more enjoyable. I'm going to get to all of that for you this morning, but I want to start off by telling you to head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a Chair Shot t-shirt. That will make you look more aesthetically pleasing. Makes a great gift as well. I guarantee it. Let's get into the sports side of things. The Milwaukee Bucks and Phoenix Suns will face off tonight here in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. In Game 6 of the NBA Finals, Phoenix started off at home by holding court, holding serve, if you will, going up 2-0. Bucks come home, even it up, winning their home games as well. Game 5 in Phoenix, the Milwaukee Bucks, a big, big comeback after a bad first quarter, big second quarter for the Bucks, and they have a chance to wrap this series up tonight in 6 with their fourth consecutive win against the Phoenix Suns in the Finals. I believe that the 69 Celtics, the 77 Blazers, the 06 Heat, and the 16 Cavs all started down 0-2 and won the NBA Finals after being down 0-2. The Heat and the Blazers, I believe, are the ones that did win it in 6. The others were in 7. Honestly, if I take myself away from it as a fan, it's hard to take myself away from it, you know, growing up in Southeast Wisconsin and being a fan of the Milwaukee Bucks, having season tickets so many years ago with Ray Allen and Glenn Robinson and Sam Cassell when they ended up in the Eastern Conference Finals in 01, just being a huge Bucks fan, it's hard to take myself out of it. But if I'm looking at this on the outside as not a fan like of the Phoenix Suns like Ray Cash or myself of the Milwaukee Bucks, you'd think Milwaukee's got to take care of business tonight, right? You don't want to go back to Phoenix, Game 7. There's just too much talent and a really good coach on that sideline. You know, if let's say the Bucks end up winning tonight and Chris Paul loses a Game 7 or a 7-game series after being up 2-0 again, right? This guy's still a Hall of Famer. It's not all his fault. They are kind of young up front and smaller than the Bucks. They just got to limit the turnovers and hold on to them leads, right? But Giannis and Middleton and Holiday have proven to be a tough task to overtake here in the NBA Finals. Man, I'm going to be on the edge of my seat tonight. I don't know. It's been hard enough to watch all these series, but then you get to the Finals and it's magnified that much more. from a Milwaukee perspective, it's been 50 years since the Bucks won a title. It's been 50 years since Milwaukee has a professional sporting title. It's been since 1977, I believe, is when the Al McGuire-led Marquette Golden Eagles won a national championship. So Milwaukee hasn't had a championship since the 70s, folks. Oh, so close against the Cardinals. Yes, Patrick, oh, so close against the Cardinals in 82. I don't want to bring it up, right? The Brewers have been better as of late, though. They've made the postseason in three or four consecutive seasons. They were in the National League Championship Series against the Dodgers. Took them to a Game 6, I believe, a couple years ago. The Green Bay Packers, we know, have been to back-to-back conference championships. Hopefully Aaron Rodgers is coming back. It looks like that's the case. I don't know what other options he really has besides sitting the year out, and I hope that doesn't happen. So to be a fan of sports in Wisconsin, the college athletics is pretty solid as of late, too, with Marquette and the University of Wisconsin in multiple sports. But to be that fan here, to have the Packers and the Brewers and the Bucks all playing so well at the same time is really crazy, because growing up in the 80s, once you get past the Bucks being pretty solid in the middle 80s, they go on a lull until we get to that 01-ish, you know, 2099 time when we get Ray Allen and Big Dog in here. As far as the Packers go, the Packers, I've been lucky enough for the age that I am that, you know, once Favre took over, I was about that age just before I was a teenager to start to actually watch the whole football game, right? So I've been really lucky as a sports fan. I've seen the Packers win two Super Bowls, one with Favre, one with Rodgers. I've seen them lose a Super Bowl with Favre and a lot of conference championship games as well. But tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo has a chance to really set it straight. Like, hey, I'm not only a two-time MVP, I'm not only Defensive Player of the Year, but I'm a guy who can get it done at the highest mark, right? Because winning an NBA championship is what it's all about. Ask Charles Barkley. Ask Karl Malone, right? These guys, ask Chris Paul. They would give a lot back statistically and award-wise to have that championship. And it should be crazy here in Milwaukee tonight. That Deer District is no joke. What you see on TV when you're watching these games and they show the fans outside, that is literally right outside the arena. And these people are passionate and they're hungry. They're hungry for victory. And I'm not saying that the Phoenix Suns aren't, but I'm hoping as a fan of the Milwaukee Bucks that tonight they get the job done, because it'd be really, really fun. Really, really fun as a basketball fan, waiting for a long time for a championship. So we'll see what happens. I am not going to put the cart before the horse, though. Phoenix is a very good team, and no doubt it is going to be a tough task for either team, regardless if it's tonight or in Game 7, to close out this series. But I've really enjoyed it. It's been a great playoffs, and you can talk about all the people that have been hurt and coming off of this and that, and the fact that the Bucks didn't have to face a full Brooklyn Nets team, that the Suns had, what, Kawhi was out, Jamal Murray was out, LeBron goes out. So it's been a battle of attrition. You can't take that away from those guys. You could look at the other side of the coin where, hey, these are the teams that made it through, right? Like these other teams, they didn't make it through. They maybe not necessarily their fault because of injury, but these are the teams that battled through those types of things. So good luck to the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. I will be watching. Ray Cash will be watching, and I'm sure you'll want to listen to Three Man Weave tomorrow, whether or not we are reminiscing on a Bucks finally getting a championship after 50 years, or looking forward to a Game 7 in Phoenix, which would be, I'm sure the NBA would love that. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break. That's your sports for today. I also got some entertainment and sports entertainment right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back. Tuesday morning, ChairShot Radio. PC Tunney here with you. You can follow me at PC Tunney, Facebook, Twitter. If you want to get a hold of me, Twitter's probably the best way to go. No problem conversing there. I had a chance to check out Space Jam. Now, I enjoyed the first one, and I'm a big Looney Tunes guy. Bugs Bunny, Wile E. Coyote, and Roadrunner are my favorites. Granny is always good in these. Sylvester, you know, the whole cast. Tweety Bird, Lola. Lola, probably the best basketball-playing tune there is. And LeBron and his family, and it starts off with LeBron and his kids. They're shooting buckets outside, and the older kid is really into it, and the younger kid is pretty much more into video games. Kind of, they show you a flashback of when LeBron's young and his coach gets into his face about playing video games and not putting in the work. So LeBron, being the big star that he is, we fast forward to him being an adult with the kids, and he can tell his one son is not necessarily loving basketball at the moment. So he takes him with him to a Warner Brothers meeting. And this algorithm, this algorithm inside their Warner Brothers system or computer is played by Don Cheadle. And Don Cheadle does a great freaking job with this character. I know it's Space Jam, and I know it's a kid's movie, and I know it's humans and cartoons, but Don Cheadle, what a cool job he does playing this character. LeBron and his son get trapped inside the Warner Brothers, what is it called? It's something verse. It's the internet verse or something like that. I can't remember. And you have to play a game of basketball to get out, right? And Algorithm, he kind of woos LeBron's son away with the cool computer things and an interest in the video game that he's created. So this basketball game that his son's created is actually what they play in the game. So you got Klay Thompson. I forget who else was in there. Anthony Davis, Deanna Taurasi, and I can't remember who the last basketball player from the WNBA was. I can tell you, though, that it's a fun movie, whether you're a basketball fan, whether you just like the first one, whether you like Looney Tunes, or whether you're going to just have to watch it with your kids. It's a good time. It's a fun story, and it actually kept me entertained. It was really cool to see them redo this with a little bit of a twist on the story. And if you want to know more about this movie, Space Jam, than the small synopsis I just gave you, I'll give it a 7.5 out of 10. It was pretty good. Check out the Bandwagon Nerds review this weekend. I do believe Patrick O'Dowd checked out Space Jam as well, and you should be able to get his review there. In addition, Bandwagon Nerds doing a great job there. You can listen to them every Monday afternoon. So if you haven't checked that out, go back and check that out after this. But for right now, we got one thing left to talk about. So Space Jam, that's a 2 thumbs up from me. Check it out when you get a chance. HBO Max streaming. Don't even have to pay any extra for it. It's out. It's there. If you got it, you don't have to go to the movie theater. Space Jam, HBO Max, 2 thumbs up from PC Tunney. One more thing to talk about today. Sports entertainment. The WWE has been on absolute fire over the weekend and through Monday Night Raw last night. I've just thoroughly enjoyed it. The crowd being back, you can just feel the energy. You can see it in the wrestlers when they come out to the ring and the performers, right? They can tell that it's better. It's just better. It's more fun. It's more entertaining to watch. It's probably more entertaining to wrestle for them as well, right? And they've been saving some aces up their sleeves for this, right? We didn't get Becky yet, but Becky has been living rent-free in Charlotte's head, according to her Twitter. That's her location, Charlotte's head, rent-free, right? Charlotte flipping off the fans for the Becky Lynch. We want Becky chance during Money in the Bank. Charlotte does come out, beats Rhea Ripley. I called that. Let's continue that storyline. Nikki Ash, almost a superhero, Nikki Cross, right? Cashes, wins the Money in the Bank and cashes it in last night on Monday Night Raw. didn't see that coming at all. But good for her. It seems like a character that Vince really believes in. It seems like a character that WWE execs believe that they can make some money with the kids. Like, I think if you're a kid and you're not necessarily the top of the class as far as grades go, or you're not the first one picked as far as sports go, or you don't have the best designer clothes in school or things of that nature, you know that you can look to this character of Nikki Cross and pull from that, right? She may not be the fastest or the strongest or the biggest, or maybe not even the smartest, but she has the belief in herself that she can get things done. And I think that's kind of the premise they're pushing with the almost superhero Nikki Cross, that if you believe in yourself, you can be right there with anybody else. And for Nikki Cross, she did it. I would love to be able to see her, show off some of her skills in the ring, right? I mean, you can tell she has her own bubbly personality, and it really feels like it's an extension of her playing this character, but she is really good in the ring, I think, and I'd love to see her given some time to put on some decent matches. That being said, let's talk about the biggest news. John Cena is back. John Cena comes back at the end of Money in the Bank to come out and throw up the old "you can't see me" in Roman's face, and which looks to be a challenge at SummerSlam. Comes out Monday Night Raw, confirms that the pop that John Cena got to start Monday Night Raw is one of the loudest pops I've heard on TV in a long, long time. I would love to get someone's perspective who was at the show to tell me how super loud the people were. I'm not surprised that they're not chanting "Cena sucks." I won't be surprised once that starts happening maybe again, but it's hard to tell. John seems like he's back and he wants to be on as many shows as he can because he's not going to be back for very long. At some point, he's going to go back and start making movies. He's been too successful at it. He seems to be too good at it, right? Like, he's got some big stuff coming out. If you look at some of the previews for some of his movies, he just looks like he's capturing these roles perfectly. So good for John Cena. He's had some huge success, but things are so much more entertaining when he's around. I can't wait for him and Roman to interact this Friday on SmackDown. That's going to be something, right? We've seen these interactions in the past, but John's electric, you know? You can't out-talk him. You can't get over on him on the mic unless he lets you. We've seen him and The Rock go at it. He can stand toe-to-toe with The Rock, and if you can do that, you can take down anybody on the mic. For all these wrestling fans that have come back out of the woodwork to let everybody know that John Cena can't wrestle, you sound ignorant. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm trying to help you by telling you that you sound ignorant. And I don't mean it to belittle you or to put you down, but I'm just telling you how you sound. Okay? We'll move on from there. Gilly Boldberg. Gilly Boldberg comes back on Raw to challenge Bob Lashley. Now, before that, I tweeted out last night, I much rather would have seen Gilly Boldberg job out to Bob Lashley and Keith Lee face Lashley at SummerSlam. I was kind of hoping, I'd forgot all about the fact that Goldberg was coming back, right? We had heard those rumblings. And I thought Keith Lee was going to come out and get this victory somehow. MVP was going to F this up for Bobby Lashley. And Keith Lee was going to get this victory on Bobby Lashley. And he was going to be the one to face him at SummerSlam. Because we've missed Keith Lee, man. That's a guy who can work. That's a guy who can talk. That's a guy who has a presence. I'm guessing somewhere down the line he's going to be a main eventer. He's going to be challenging for the world championship, but SummerSlam is not that place. So if you look at that SummerSlam card, all right, Bobby Lashley gets to beat up Bill Goldberg at SummerSlam. Whatever, that'll be quick. But you do have Collins and Edge. That could be an all-time classic match, right? We got Cena and Reigns. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what they're going to do with Nikki Ash and that title picture between her and Charlotte and Rhea. It should be really, really interesting. So SummerSlam, it's going to be a big show out there in Vegas. The fans are going to be popping off like they have been. It's just been so much more entertaining to watch these shows. Kudos to these fans that have come back and to WWE for doing it right and getting them back here safely. So I am super excited for everything that's happening in WWE as we head towards SummerSlam. We also will be getting Becky Lynch at some point, and I can't wait for that. Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in this morning to Chair Shot Radio. My name is PC Tunney. You can follow me at PC Tunney, Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you're following at Chair Shot Media, right? Follow at ChairShot Media. You're going to get everything you need from thechairshot.com. All the opinions, all the articles, all the analysis, all the reviews. Of course, ChairShot Radio Network. We basically have three shows of new content dropping every single day. You know ChairShot Radio, you can find us weekday mornings. Mondays, you got Patrick and Dave, who've just started their music endeavor. Go back and listen to that. I do believe they talked about Queen and Green Day. And they're just going to keep picking different artists and going back and having some different conversations. I've heard rumors of who is next. Maybe Miles Davis, Patrick was talking about. Not to throw any spoilers out there, but we'll see. You know, they have very good music, very wide range of music taste. Tuesday, you got myself or Greg DeMarco. Wednesdays, Greg DeMarco. Thursdays, Ray Cash and Mags, the Podfather, Darren Kirkby himself. And Fridays will be myself, PC Tunney, except for this week. Except for this week, folks. I am going on a very fun golf trip with some good friends of mine, so I will not be on DWI Podcast this week. And Friday, you can probably hear Greg DeMarco on ChairShot Radio or some other kind of surprise, because we like to mix it up for you, right? You never know. You might get an interview. You might get an old-school podcast. You might get an off-the-cuff podcast, right? So we're just continuing to do everything we can to continue to give you great content, ChairShot Radio Network, all your favorite streaming platforms. Go over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Grab yourself a t-shirt, right? Great designs, clever designs. You're going to make you stand out at your next wrestling show. And get it in soft style. Your epidermis will thank you for it. Makes a great gift as well. I guarantee it. All right, folks. PC Tunney, once again at PC Tunney, thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. I hope you have a great, great week. Yeah, thechairshot.com. Enjoy your day the ChairShot way. By always using your head. Folks, talk to you tomorrow night on Three Man Weave.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ahoo, werewolves of London. Ahoo, ahoo.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.